6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ben, he nailed it today. Got it in right at. Look at how proud he is of himself.
Well, it's good because I heard him and Joe are switching.
What do you mean?
He's going to do mornings.
Now, why you put that over the airwaves when people... You put that out there like that.
Somebody's texting Joe right now.
You know what Ed said?
Joe would be doing backflips if that was the case.
You know what I noticed yesterday that I don't like? 8 o'clock, it was getting dark.
Yeah. I've noticed it too. It's just got a. It's got that feel already.
That fall feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at the...
Summer wasn't strong this year.
No, it didn't last very long.
Summer wasn't strong at all, man. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed in you, Summer. Dear Summer.
You sucked.
Yeah.
Really?
Man, you see that weird contract the Bears gave their backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Tyson Bagot? That's a weird
good
contract.
Good job if you can get it, man.
Yeah, but think about this, though, Ed. Think about, number one, the timing of it. They gave a 2-year, $10 million extension that with incentives could be $16 million. As we're about to break training camp and get into the regular season, you got an offensive-minded coach. He said you give your backup quarterback a $10 million extension that could be worth $16 million. What does he think about Caleb Williams?
Well, that's the problem. That's the message I think you're saying.
Yeah, the timing of this. And I start looking at backup quarterbacks. Cooper Rush, he has 2 years, but he's making $6 million. Mitchell Trubisky for the Bills.
That's about the going rate. Yeah.
Trubisky, 2 years,
yeah.
5.2 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Browning for the Bengals, 2 years, 1.9 million. Gardner Minshew with the Chiefs, 1 year, 1.1 million. I mean, you look at the guys, the franchises who have quarterbacks that you actually believe in.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota, 1 year, I mean, that's, Mariota's up in Philly. I mean, no, Tanner McKee is in Philly, 4 years. He has a 4-year deal, but he's making $4 million. So the teams that have the quarterbacks that you believe in, they're not paying their backups a lot of money. As we get ready for the regular season, you pay. And I was reading even the headline for USA Today. The Bears gave backup quarterback Tyson Bagot a weird contract. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
The timing alone is weird. So maybe, just maybe, new head coach there, offensive-minded type of dude, is telling us, let's get plan B in place.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that, honestly. Because when you sign a... Because that's above the going rate for a backup. I mean, you do whatever you want. But with a salary cap, I don't know why you'd give that much money to your backup quarterback.
Now, the extension kicks in next year. It makes him a Bear till 2027. That's also the time that you can sign... Your current first round draft pick, you're 1 of 1 to an extension, 2027.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing is just very peculiar to me. Birds off last night to begin a 4-game series with the Houston Astros, maybe revenge minded Houston Astros. So there's that. I had a lazy day yesterday. What'd you do yesterday, Ed?
A lot, just a lot of life stuff. Things I have to do and get my life in order because it's just the situation's getting out of hand. What I do? I left here, hit the gym. I make sure I've been trying to hit the gym frequently. So I hit the gym, had a decent workout. Not a very nice guy there yesterday. And came out of nowhere. This guy walked up to me in the gym. Big guy. Like, spends a lot of time in the gym, obviously. You know, and I see him looking. He's coming. And he came over. I was sitting on a back machine or something. He goes, "Your brother Norris?" Yeah. Just want to say hi. Just came out of nowhere. I was like, "How you doing? Nice to meet you." Like, nobody really talks in that place. Any gym, really.
Gym is this?
It's a Planet Fitness out there, Rice's Town. And
you go all the way to Rice's now?
There's none around here. There's nothing here. The closest ones are downtown, Towson, Rice's Town, or Columbia. It's odd. They're all like equidistant.
That's a bop, man.
Yeah.
To work out.
I got to do it, though. Got to do it. So there's that. So, yeah. So I did that. Then I went to my storage unit. I just took out a bunch. I got to go through everything. I got to clean that thing out. That's an unnecessary expense. It's just sitting there. If I haven't used it in the years all that stuff's been in there, I don't need it. That's the way I'm looking at it. Really. I gave my son some luggage I wasn't using because, you know, Celeste and I have matching luggage since we got married, so we bought luggage. And so I gave my son my suitcases. I'm going to, you know, you're going to get some stuff. I know that. I was going through all my goods.
I'm glad you brought up suitcases. I got to get a new one.
Do you?
Well, you know this is bothering me. The strap to mine, when you travel with the Orioles, they put all your luggage on a truck, big truck,
yeah, yeah,
to go to the airport. Well, when they grabbed mine on the way there, the strap on the top broke. And I just don't like the
way it looks. Is it a suitcase or a bag, like a duffel bag?
This is roll suitcase.
A roll suitcase.
Okay. Yeah. And it's bothered me that strap is broken.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
Because you use it all the time. I use mine. And that's the problem. If you fly a lot and you travel a lot with the team, I travel a lot because of my situation. You got to have good luggage.
So I got a big one, and then I got a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'm going to have to buy the whole set because I can't have mismatching sets. Don't laugh at me, Ben.
I'm not.
Don't laugh at me, Ben.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm only laughing because we're so similar. That would drive me crazy. Yeah.
Why do you have, unless I can find one that looks just like that one,
yeah,
I got to have matching sets. You can't have a gray one and a lighter gray one.
No.
Or you can't have a gray one and a black one. That just looks bad to me. You got it. They have to match.
Yeah.
And when we're doing more than one city,
yeah,
I have to have the smaller bag and the bigger bag because the smaller bag is for the shoes. The bigger bag is for the clothes.
Yeah. I get it. Totally get it. Yeah.
Ben, when we did the it was Players Weekend, mm-hmm, and even Ben McDonald said, you know, the players were sporting their things. Ben McDonald says, Rob, I got to think, what shoes are you wearing today? Because I know you yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a thing. It's a thing. That's my thing. Suits and shoes is my thing.
Want any luggage tips, you know who to ask because I found some great, relatively inexpensive luggage that I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I got to look for some. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles getting ready for a four-game set. Ravens itching one step closer to the beginning of the regular season. Had a little scare yesterday with Lamar. He got his foot stepped on, but he should be fine. You know what you need to do with him? Put him in bubble wrap and wait until Buffalo.
Yes, that's exactly what you should do with him.
Let him take snaps away from everybody else. Just be on the side over there, Lamar. Take snaps.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason, honestly.
Guy's a two-time MVP. He knows how to play quarterback in the mm-hmm. National Football League. You know, this is unnecessary, very unnecessary. Who is your surprise team in the NFL for 2025? We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, is Zay Flowers, Ed, headed to an all-pro season? Ravens going to throw the ball a lot more, I think a lot more, at least deeper. Zay Flowers could benefit big time from that. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:15, 6:16 now in the AM. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this Thursday, Ed Norris likes to call this day
Friday, babe.
Now, I'm looking at some of you probably thinking when I ask this question, I don't know if we've ever had an all-pro wide receiver here in Baltimore. I should have looked that up, but I don't recall having one. Anyway.
Not while on this team.
I wonder if I think Zay Flowers can be that guy, Ed. Now, you may look at guys like Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, who were first-team All-Pros, and think he's never going to have those numbers. And you're probably right. However, Amon-Ra St. Brown was the third first-team All-Pro wide receiver. Amon St. Brown had 115 receptions, which Zay Flowers is probably not going to get. But he only had 1,200 yards. He only averaged 11 yards a reception for 12 touchdowns, and he was All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I think those back two numbers he can get. He may not have 112 receptions, but he can have 1,200 yards and average 15, 16 yards a catch. Now, there's also the target for second-team All-Pro. A.J. Brown was second-team All-Pro. You know what his numbers were? He had 67 receptions, but he averaged 16 yards a catch, which I think is more along the line of what Zay Flowers can do.
Yeah.
And Brown only had 7 touchdowns. I think Zay Flowers can do better than that. I think the key often for being an all-pro receiver is either you put up video game-like numbers or you have an all-pro quarterback that gets you a lot of attention. He has that. He's amazing, tremendously talented. I think he's a guy that if the offense does well, Zay could average 15, 16 yards a catch and have 10 touchdowns. That, in my opinion, is more like what he is. I think he's a guy that could get some all-pro attention this year.
Well, I think he can because he is deceptively hard to take down, too.
Yes. Yes.
His yards after catch are pretty damn good, actually. And he, you know, despite his, you always think of these other guys, like you think of a, you know, Debo or something, or, you know, Megatron or something, one of these big, strong receivers that, you know, he gets a lot of yards after catch. He's got shake. He's, you know, he's fast. He's deceptive. He's tough.
He averaged 14 yards a catch last year.
He did.
I think he can do better than that. Mm-hmm. I think he also can do better than those four touchdowns. That's, to me, he has 9 career touchdowns. That's disappointing because he's a double-digit touchdown a year guy. He should be. Those 9 career touchdowns in 2 years, very disappointing. He can do better than that. And I think Zay Flowers is one of those guys that we haven't seen it yet. We've seen glimpses of it last year. Remember his rookie year, he had 858 yards in receiving yards. And to me, that was largely because, remember at the beginning of the year, I was screaming, why are you throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage to him? Stop throwing him the ball at the line of scrimmage. He only averaged 11 yards a catch. Last year, they started getting him downfield a little bit more. I think he's a 15, 16 yard to catch guy, which puts him around 1,200, 1,300 yards and more touchdowns. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you, my friend?
I don't think he'll get that much because I think they're going to double him. They're going to open up a Bateman and probably Hop. And I think this kid walk already.
Okay, when Likely is healthy, okay, you got Bateman, you have D-Hop, you have Likely, you have Andrews. How are you going to double Zay Flowers?
Because he's
going to leave somebody wide open?
No, they might get a 15 or 10 or maybe 20-yard catch, but Flowers can go 80 yards on any play if you play him one-on-one.
Well, let me – wait a minute. See, that's what we – that, to me, that is a sign of us not understanding the NFL passing game because Justin Jefferson is arguably the best wide receiver in the game. And he got targeted 154 times last year. So why do we think all of a sudden now Zay Flowers, what do you think teams do to Justin Jefferson, Ed?
Oh, and bracket him.
So
absolutely.
That doesn't matter. So now all of a sudden they're going to double up Zay Flowers and you can't get him the ball. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings had this guy named Justin Jefferson that had 154 targets last year.
Well, it's funny you bring up Justin Jefferson. You're just looking at his numbers. You know, he had 103 receptions last year.
Yeah.
Zay had 74. You know they have just about the same yards after catch? Jeff's had 47. Zay had 463. With, like, you know, 40 fewer catches.
Yeah, but I love when people think, well, they're going to double him up. Everybody knows who Patrick Mahomes is throwing it to.
Yeah.
Who does he throw it to? Because we in Baltimore, we're so run. We understand the passing game. You can do whatever you want. You can't double up on Zay Flowers when you got Likely out there, you got Andrews out there, you got Bateman out there, you got D-Hop out there. And now so you're doubling Zay Flowers?
You think they don't double Jamar Chase?
Yes. And how many targets does that guy have? We don't care what
175 targets.
More than Jefferson.
Yes, a lot more, yeah.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Joseph. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Out here on this grind as usual. I got a few points. So to your point, Rob, about saying his touchdown amount is disappointing, I have to somewhat disagree because while yes, you would like to see him produce more touchdowns, we also have an offense that we're moving towards more passing central offense, but we're also a rush dominant offense. So
Lamar Jackson had 41 touchdown passes last year, Joseph. What are you talking about? He had 41 touchdown passes. We mean run oriented.
But we also scored a rushing touchdown in every single game.
But your quarterback had 4,000 yards and 41 touchdown passes. If anything, it's a balanced offense. It's not a run-dominant offense.
No, that's what I said. We're moving more towards a passing offense. But those touchdowns were made up by other people. So it's like
what touchdowns?
Get into the red zone where certain teams, like, say, Minnesota.
What touchdowns were made up? Whose?
No, I'm saying, like, so the touchdowns, so say Zay was on a different team. So let's use Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, where they get into a red zone type of deal. They might throw the fade ball to Justin Jefferson two times in a row. We're not throwing a fade ball to Zay Flowers. We're handing that ball off to Derrick Henry.
So you didn't hear my whole conversation. I said once he becomes a 15, 16-year catch guy, then he'll have more touchdowns. That's what I said. Basically saying, well, he's not catching touchdowns in the red zone. I understand that. Once they learn to spread him out more, he'll get more touchdowns. Because to Ed's point, Ed, how many yak yards does he have?
Who?
Zay.
463.
That's my point. Once they break him open more in the offense, he's going to have more big play touchdowns. I don't think he's going to have – Zay Flowers is 5'9". You're not throwing him fade routes in the red zone. Not doing that. He's a big play wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And 11 yards a catch and 14 yards a catch, that's still beneath what he's able to do. He's a 16-yard a catch guy. Mm-hmm. Once he becomes that, he will produce more touchdowns because of his ability to run after the catch.
And just so people know, he's got more yards per catch receiving average than like Jamar Chase. You know, he's got a yard more than him. And some other guys that you know, I mean, you know, Devontae Adams at 12. Neighbors, who's one of the best, Neighbors now is like a top five receiver in the NFL. This kid did great. He's got 11 yards to catch. So Zay's got more yards per catch than any of these guys.
And I think his ability to make you miss will produce more. It should produce more touchdowns.
Yeah. And Neighbors had, 109 receptions. And he had 109 receptions, so he had 40 more receptions than Zay, right?
Right.
Yeah. He had the same exact yards after catch. So Zay's doing really well in that area.
At 7:15, I should say, we're going to play a little game with the Orioles. Sign them, trade them, let them walk. You figure out your three players and one player in each one of those categories. But on the other side, we're going to stick with the NFL. I had someone tell me the Jaguars would be the surprise team in the NFL this upcoming season. Who's your surprise team for 2025? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, how do people pick playoff teams from last year as a surprise team for this year?
I guess if they're going to be bad. I don't know.
I guess.
Because I saw some of that, you know, prepping for the segment. Like, people had picked the Buccaneers as a surprise team. Now, granted, they're not, you know, I don't think they're going to win the NFC Championship anytime soon, but they win the division every year. So, but they said the offense would be even better. Like, they were third in the NFL last year in yards. So they're predicting them because they drafted well and Godwin's back and Baker's got another year in this building.
So if they go from third to first, then how is that a surprise? They were top five.
Right. Yeah. And if it's like, you know, like besides that, they win the division every year. They went to the playoffs. The Commanders took them out last year. So, I mean, if they go another step, is that a surprise? I don't know. It's a big surprise. The Buccaneers are actually, they're one of those, they're pretty good.
One team that's
getting a powerhouse, they're pretty good.
One team that's getting a lot of love on social media when I put it out there is a team that went 5-12 last year. That qualifies. And that's the team, the Carolina Panthers. And I actually agree with that. Because if the Carolina Panthers go 9-8 and not make the playoffs, I think that's a surprise. At 5-12, when you were looking at getting rid of your quarterback and all of a sudden that's your quarterback and you go 9-8, that would be a surprise to me.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of love. The Bears also, who went 5-12 last year, are saying, or a team that a lot of people are saying could do better this year.
I have a 5-12 team.
And then, can I guess?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Let me look.
They go guess.
The Jets.
Yes. They're getting a lot of love this year because the division is up for, I mean, not for granted. The Bills are going to win the division. But the Dolphins and the Patriots don't look very strong. Now, the Jets, look at it this way, and this is the reason I think that it's legit. They have Justin Fields now, so I think he's a pretty good quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, probably the best they've had in a while. Breece Hall's back, Garrett Wilson. They have a lot of offensive firepower. Yeah. Last year they were third best defense in the NFL, by the way. behind the Eagles and the Titans as yards per game. They've always had a good defense. Mm. They're 5-12. But the reason I think they're going to do better, and I think they could be a 9-win team this year, is because they have one of the weakest schedules in the NFL.
Okay.
They have, it's a 4-6, their opponents have a 460 winning percentage. That's 26th in the league. So they are at the very, they have one of the weakest schedules in the league. You compare it to the Ravens with the ninth toughest. Like when you start looking who they play, because if you just, you know, you look at the Jets' schedule, they face, I mean, obviously they got to beat, they face the Bills twice. And the Buccaneers, but the Dolphins, the Cowboys, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be very, the Panthers, the Browns, the Patriots, the Falcons, the Jaguars, the Saints, Patriots, they could beat all those teams. So I think they could actually, you know, have compile some wins. They're not going to unseat the Bills anytime soon, but I think they may end up in second.
My surprise team, I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals.
They were one of mine, too.
They went 8-9 last year. I think the Arizona Cardinals win the division this year.
I'd like to see
that, I think they have a young offense. Mm-hmm. I think they can be explosive. The question is going to be their defense. Although, you know, because although last year they didn't give up a ton of points. They gave up fewer points last year than the Rams. You know that?
Did they really?
Yeah. They gave up fewer points than the Rams last year. They gave up fewer points than the Buccaneers last year. So that's going to be the big. They gave up fewer points than the Commanders last year. So, I think there's room for improvement. But I'll give you an example. Ravens defense was really good, wasn't it? They gave up. Man. Ravens gave up 361 points last year. The Cardinals gave up 379 points.
Yep.
So not a lot more than the Baltimore Ravens, who we deem to be a pretty good defense. If the offense can be a little bit more explosive, I think that could be your surprise team for 2025. I think they could win the division. Let's go out to Lou in Edgewood. Lou.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got two teams right there.
Give us one.
Okay, Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And the other's Atlanta Falcons.
You got to just, why can't you just play along? You know what I mean? Why can't you just play along, you know? Give us one team. You see their name, 50 team. I think this team could be a surprise. That team could be. Just give us a team.
Not much of a surprise, then.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, Carolina Panthers has been getting a lot of love. I like their quarterback. But then again, I liked Bryce Young when they didn't like Bryce Young. I thought Bryce Young was a guy. He's a smaller guy. And I'm not talking about his height. He's a smaller dude. You knew that when you drafted him, right? So build an offense that supports him. And I just didn't think they did. I think the previous coach didn't do that. You know, he wanted, I want this guy right here. No, you don't have that guy. So now build an offense based on who you have. Ben, who is your surprise team?
I mean, this one probably not exciting. Not a lot of people like it. I think the Jaguars. I think big potential.
They're getting some love.
I will say potential. Trevor Lawrence. And one of the big things with how a season will go with a lot of these teams, like a lot of teams, you have the top team in the division. For the AFC South,
nobody.
The Texans? Like,
no, I don't believe in them. I don't.
I genuinely think that division's up for grabs.
But this is why
100% it is.
It's hard for me to say Jaguars because I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in him.
It's just that is division. I mean, the Texans win because the division's so bad. That's how they got the 10 wins. I don't think the Texans are all that good.
I don't either. I think they have C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I think without him, they'd be terrible.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's for a lot of teams. So I give them. However, I just don't think they're that good.
I agree. You find that out when the playoffs begin.
Yeah.
I think if you're telling me the division comes down to C.J. Stroud or Trevor Lawrence, I'm taking C.J. Stroud over Trevor Lawrence. Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
Not much.
My surprise team is the Broncos. I don't love anything about them. I'm a Ravens fan, but I like Sean Payton. I think they got a good young defense. Patrick Surtain, Nick Bonito off the edge. Nick Bonito had 13.5 sacks last year.
Yeah, now let me ask you this. What makes them a surprise when they went to the playoffs last year?
I think it'll be a surprise if they win the division.
Okay,
I don't think
there you go. No, that would be a surprise. I agree with that. So you're saying not just going to the playoffs, you think they could win the division?
Absolutely.
I think, and I don't know if it's a surprise. I said it before, I'll say it again. The Chargers win the AFC West.
Okay, we might have to put a small wager on that.
Let's do it.
Well, then with me too, because I'm making the same bet.
But see, you don't count. You've been picking the Chargers since Jesus was in Pampers, man.
And just picking them because of their uniform.
That's all it is.
100%.
That's it. They're picking the Chargers forever. Chargers start off 0-4. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Yeah, next year.
Good coach now.
Yours don't count. Yours is not. Not it is.
Don't dismiss me.
When it comes to the Chargers, we will. It's another team you always pick.
It is.
Who else is it you always pick?
Well, they're the one that sticks out because they always disappoint me.
Break your heart every time. See, I'm joining you now. This is the first year I've ever picked them to do anything. Because I'm over here normally side-eyeing you. Here we go again. Really? These guys?
Every year I got to hear this. Yeah.
Hey, do you quietly believe that the Orioles could make a little playoff run this year? Folks are starting to get a little excited. We're going to talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yes. I'm giving it to a woman named Tigris Osborne. And the organization is NAAFA. Tell you what that means in a second.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Yeah, we can't continue that. We got to talk about that.
Oh, we can continue that.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. And who is your shovel go to?
NAFA. It's the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. They are railing against something that could actually help them with their obesity problem.
We're like on the same page on our show, but go ahead. Yeah,
this is a group that is, it's a woman's name is Tigris Osborne. Her quote, Ozempic is 100% making things worse for us. It's created a narrative that you can solve all your problems with taking this medical drug. If you don't take it, well, you deserve what you get. First of all, it don't work like that.
Nope.
It doesn't work like that. You take it, any of these GLP-1s, you have to diet and exercise. It just makes it helps you. That's all it does. It slows your metabolism down, makes you feel fuller. Your digestive tract is slowed down, so you feel full. And it helps you if you want to change your life. And people lose a lot of weight doing this, but they work at it. They're killing this. They're saying it's making it terrible. Anyone can just take these expensive, dangerous drugs and get rid of fat people. Marilyn Wan, a longtime fat activist in the Bay Area. It just creates more work for fat activists. The problem is, and this is the facts, 4 in 10 adults have a BMI of over 30. I don't even believe that, but the medical cost is significant. They say obesity is associated with approximately $385 billion in health spending in 2024. There's all kinds of complications between blood pressure, sleep apnea, kidney disease, asthma. There's all kinds of things that happen when you're morbidly obese. This can help you. Why are you hating on this? If you don't want to take it, don't take it. Why are you even involved? If it's not your thing,
don't do it.
Stay fat. I mean, I don't have to tell you. It's like, this is just, I love when people do this. Because I've heard people even say, people I know who are taking Ozempic or whatever. There's like friends of mine, women in particular. And someone came up and said, well, you look, how'd you lose all? Don't tell me you're taking an injection. Don't tell me that.
Okay.
All right, I won't tell you. Don't ask.
But I will have one suggestion for you ladies who take Ozempic. Please continue to go to the gym.
Yes.
Because you get that textbook ass. Yes. You know what a textbook ass is.
I do.
Flats.
Flats. Nothing worse.
Yeah. Even the music stops for that.
Mm-hmm. This bothered me. Like, stop hating on this. If it works, it works. I mean, they stumble on this because your A1C goes down, your diabetes likelihood is far reduced. It's like, come on, stop.
You know what else helps you lose weight, Ed?
What?
Going to the gym.
It does.
So I give my shovel to these expensive gyms. I went down this rabbit hole because Ed said he owes the Planet Fitness and how inexpensive they are. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I'm looking for a new gym in Bel Air because I love Gold's Gym. I love Gold's Gym. And you pay how much a month?
26.
I pay.
For the top membership.
I pay $33 a month for Gold's, which is, when I say top membership, it is the top. I mean, it's $33 a month. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at, I saw one gym up in Bel Air was $113. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was $64 every 2 weeks, which comes out to be $120 a month.
Yeah.
The why is, I'm looking up with the why. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No wonder people aren't going to the gym. You can't afford to. I might stay where I am. The reason why, the only reason I'm looking to leave Gold's is because it's in Dundalk.
It's far.
It's far.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, well, you know what? If I go work out on my way home, it might be worth it. I'm paying $33.99 a month for Gold's. Have you been in Gold's? There's nothing that you need that you don't, that they don't have. Everything I want to do is in that gym for $34 a month. And you got charging $100-something a month for the gym?
To walk in the door.
But it's open 24 hours a day. So is mine.
So is mine. Yeah. And they're all over the country. I go anywhere, and I do.
I had no idea, none, because I go from, you know, exile too.
Yeah.
I just had no idea that gyms cost that much.
Ridiculous.
I've been in the dark.
Ridiculous.
I mean, my head has been completely in the sand on the price and cost of gyms.
Yeah, and I've used it. I mean, the one in Sarasota is right by my house, so it's the closest. I go here. I go in Sarasota. I was in Raleigh this weekend, right? I went there. They're all over the place, and you just walk in the door. Your money's good anywhere. So,
and $33.99. Here's the benefits: free weights, machine weights, functional training area, cardio equipment, boxing area, powerlifting area, outdoor workout area, free tanning. Don't need that. Free massage and recovery room. Free fitness assessment, free Gold Gym t-shirt, free kids club, including two kids to put them in a daycare, basically. 50% off guest fees, free in-person group exercise classes. That's for $34 a month, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you got these cats charging 100-something a month, please, man. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
How doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. My struggle goes to Trump. I mean, he's calling in the National Guard of D.C. I mean, he's so concerned about law and order and police, but he pardoned the goons that attacked the police and stormed the Capitol. So he's just such a hypocrite, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Mike. 410-583-1057 is the number. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio in Rosedale wants to talk Orioles. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
There you go. Happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve, babe. With the success of Beavers and Mostello so far, will we see Enrique Bradfield Jr. in an Orioles uniform this season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I don't think you'll see Enrique Bradfield Jr. yet because he's been injured. And one thing the Orioles like to do is, you know, they want you to go through the process of the minor leagues. You know, they have a process. Why does Basayo and Beavers, why do they look like they're so ready? Because they went through the full process. You know, they got to the point where you had to bring them up. Mayo, when Mayo's started playing every day, he looks like a completely different player. He looked lost when he wasn't playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's playing every day, he looks like a completely different player.
Yeah.
Because those guys got to the point where they dominated. There was nothing left for them to do on the minor league level. So that's why they're here. They went through the entire process. So for that reason, I'm not guaranteeing you won't see Bradfield, but I don't think you will. I don't think you'll see Enrique. 410-583-1057 is the number. Want to play a little game with you. Sign him. Trade him. Let him walk. Baltimore Orioles. We'll do that at 7:15. But on the other side, do you quietly believe the Orioles can make a playoff push for 2025? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.